More than 1,000 people gathered in a school in Ross Cray in County Tipperary last night to voice their concerns about drug dealing in the town. The meeting, which was organised by a local parent, was attended by Gardaí, youth workers, doctors and teachers. They vowed to tackle what's become a growing problem. Morning Ireland's Justin McCarthy was there.
Last night's meeting in Ross Cray was opened with the reading out of a letter written by a mother from the town whose son was addicted to drugs.
I've been through hell and back for the last 2 years to get help for his addiction. He has stole from me to pay for his habit, threatened me with a knife, a hurl and a hammer for 4 hours one night for money. I've paid almost all of his debt, a total of €1,900 for his safety. And this morning I will sit before a judge for a fourth time for her to grant a care order for a year, as my son is not well enough to return home to his family or strong enough to say no to whoever his dealers are.
The letter set the tone for the meeting, which was attended by over 1,000 people. That's one in every five of the people who live in Ross Cray. And they were angry.
We don't want this in our town. We never had drugs in our town years ago, and now they're all over the place. And we're hoping that every town will get together now in it and get rid of all these drugs.
We have young people above in the graveyard that shouldn't be there.
What's happening in the town?
Drugs. It's all down to drugs, simple as that. The more people that come out and acknowledge it tonight, the better.
And what can be done to stop it?
Run them out. Simple as that.
I really think to see Garda presence on the streets of this town would definitely put more fear into the drug dealers and, you know, make them think twice. And also community, in local housing estates, just community-based organisations that can work with the guards and just help stop this problem, stop this disease in the town.
I think it's disgraceful, the drug abuse and what they're getting away with in this town, and something needs to be done about it. And finally, the community are standing up and taking action. I have a young child myself, so my fear is even letting her out to play, afraid of what she'll pick up on the road or the street.
The meeting heard that the increase in drug dealing in Ross Cray followed a rise in unemployment in the town. People said there was a lack of treatment facilities for drug addicts, there wasn't enough support for young people, and the town was scourged by the problem of youth suicide. The meeting's organiser was Derek Russell.
What really set it all off was a couple of recent suicides, and, you know, to see these grown men that aren't supposed to show their emotion coming out, 40 years of age, and to crying coming out of a church, that I know that these people that were crying weren't even related to the chap. It was just everything seemed to get to everybody, and the town has decided now enough is enough, and on a community effort, hopefully we'll be able to solve our issues.
Concern was also raised about Garda resources and the ability of the force to tackle drug dealing. Superintendent Bob Noonan said this could only be done with the cooperation of the community.
I would encourage people, as I did inside in the hall there tonight, to come forward and talk to us. We have the Garda confidential line. You have the members of the Garda Síochána tonight from Ross Cray who spoke and said they're willing to meet people and speak to them. And I would encourage any member of the public that has any type of information to come forward to us in confidence, and that's the way it will be dealt with, in confidence.
And he warned people against engaging in vigilantism.
We totally reject any type of lawlessness and people taking the law into their own hands, and I criticise that there tonight. There has been a small element of that. It's only very small, thankfully.
Politicians too came in for criticism. Fine Gael TD Noel Coonan was the only government TD at the meeting, and he was asked to lobby the Minister for Justice for extra resources for the town.
Their recruitment is recommencing in Templemore on the 7th of September, where there is an excess of 100 being taken in, 100 more before Christmas, and in the early New Year another in excess of 100 again. So this is a positive sign that the government is responding to the needs of the community. And we would be hopeful that some of those trained Gardaí will be appointed to places like Ross Cray.
Another meeting will be held next month when the issue of addiction and counselling resources will be discussed. But the people who attended last night also expressed the hope that Ross Cray would become an example to other towns in Ireland to stand up and fight for proper policing and services.
And that report was from Justin McCarthy in Ross Grey.